Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm John Batchelor with Bill Stiepel. His book is Generals in Bronze, interviewing the commanders of the Civil War. Sherman, William Tecumseh Sherman, the wingman to General Grant in the march from down to Vicksburg and then the decision made by Lincoln to bring Grant back to the Army of the Potomac. And Sherman goes on to the march to the sea and then swing up through South Carolina and North Carolina to the end of the war. We're keen on Sherman's meeting with Kelly because this is a completely different personality than William Sherman, Sheridan. Sherman was abrupt. He was cranky. He was always either in the saddle or in anger. And Kelly finds a way to charm him and to get him to move and twist. Do I remember that correctly, Bill? He had Sherman stand up, sit down while he sketched his head.
But you have to remember, William Tecumseh Sherman had little time for reporters, newspapermen, and that sort. Of all the generals, close to 50 generals that Kelly met with and sketched or painted or sculpted, Sheridan held back somewhat. He wasn't as forthcoming with Kelly. He does warm to Kelly, and they do have conversations about the march to the sea and various events in Sherman's military career. But you can see that Sherman did hold back somewhat. But it makes it really more human than some of the biographers and whatnot. He was, again, warm to Kelly later on, but difficult to come around at start.
I never believed the quote, "If nominated, I will not run. If elected, I will not serve," about Sherman refusing the presidential nomination by the Republican Party. I never believed it until now. Sherman was so cranky all the time at the Fifth Avenue Hotel. Now, Sherman also is a man who could remember battles that he does not. Where does Kelly get those battles from? I'm thinking of Fort Donelson, Vicksburg, and then eventually the Wilderness Campaign. He gets them from Grant himself. He finally meets Grant many years later, after the presidency. I think the first time they meet is 1880, is my memory.
1880, yeah.
In the Fifth Avenue Hotel. And Grant is completely surprising to me. Soft hands, a very gentle man. Was Kelly surprised?
You know, one terrific insight we have with the Kelly papers now, that he not only just does their portraits, but he captures their mannerisms. The way they moved, the way they spoke. Grant, Kelly said, had a tick of opening and closing his palm, his hand, almost like a twitch. And though, Grant warmed to Kelly, became more cooperative, and they talk art, they talk history. And one interesting thing I remember Grant saying to Kelly when they're discussing Grant's history, military history, goes, "Kelly, what I'm about to tell you, you won't find it in history, as I've never mentioned it before." And so that's how these generals would open up to Kelly. They actually, it seems, they enjoyed sitting for their artists and talking about their past glory. And some generals, again, weren't so cooperative, maybe like Sherman, but Sherman's subordinate generals had a lot to say about him, which I found very interesting.
Yes, staying with Grant, again, the scene at Appomattox Courthouse, there was a detail that there were two tables, Grant at one, Lee at the other. So Kelly asked Grant, what about the table? How big was it? So Sherman, Grant says, about the size of this, a little less, about the size of this room, a little less, one table. They go through the details from Grant's point of view. To my knowledge, that information doesn't exist anywhere else. Have you ever heard anybody write into you say, where did Kelly get the nerve to ask Grant about the room?
Yeah, that's Kelly's attention to detail. Grant said that the document was signed at one table. They sat at different tables, possibly, but it was he remembered it signed at one table. And really, the interesting story is Ely Parker, who was Grant's military secretary during the surrender at Appomattox there at the McLean House. And Kelly interviewed Ely Parker, and Parker said, "I don't know if you want to use this, Kelly, for your picture." Grant had a cigar in his mouth the entire time.
There's a meeting the next day that I did not know existed, where Grant and Lee meet on horseback at a stream that is a division between the two forces, with their officer standing back. Did Kelly sketch that scene?
Not that I know of. He could very well be, but you know, a lot of Kelly's material is, you know, lost or in archives that have yet to be discovered. I'm sure he did some preliminary sketches of that moment, but I have not located it.
And what's important to me is what they exchanged, because nobody was listening. Grant, according to Grant, would have an aide with a folio rush up. He would sign a document and send it off, but we have no knowledge of that conversation between them. Have you seen it reported anywhere from Lee's
point of view? No, I believe that was a private conversation. It could very well have been about the rations that were going to be sent to Lee's men who were starving. We know the story that Grant issued double the rations for his men so that no one would go hungry.
Right. The Army of Virginia, Northern Virginia, was on the run for days, and they had not been able to even have a warm meal for days. And the Union was filled with provisions coming out from the lines. Chamberlain was there that day. We'll turn to Joshua Chamberlain soon enough. The book is Generals in Bronze. William Stiple is the author. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.